Alright,
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Get ready to resolution then. We will start with resolution 286, confirming the appointment of a member to the Community Service Board.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. This is for Jacob Moss to replace Susan Forte. How's that? I'm familiar with that last name.
Actually, I was reading the resume. I was reading the resume, and I don't see, I see a lot of business and financial backgrounds. Except for something on the county application, where he said he worked at Benedictine Tax Department. I don't see anything. I mean, I'm wondering if he wouldn't be better suited for a number of committees. But I just don't see anything relative to...
He's fairly young, though.
He did his undergraduate work in psychology as well, as I recall.
Is he related to Christ?
Moss? The services board is a collection of members of the community. They all have different specialties, like finance is one of them too, before. You will probably have a doctor, you probably have, it's not all people that have a And then the project he may, I don't know this individual, but he might be a family member that has disabilities. He's often trying to attract people that are affected by the services that...
So he reached out for this? This is why I like to interview. I've said it before. I actually talked to Rich about putting up something that said all appointments should be interviewed, whether they're to a community board like this or
an idea board,
but even in an appointed position in the county that we're approving. I always think they should be here. We've talked about this. Tracy Bartels is big on that as well, and the Environment and Energy Committee, that these appointments should be, we should have a 5-minute conversation. Otherwise, what is the point of our appointment abilities?
So this person is recommended by the committee that he'll be serving on, and we have an online portal for soliciting volunteers. It's fine if we want to go that route for every appointment, but this is somebody who has social psychology and clinical psychology and interest in government administration in his resume. He's young, and so I think we should just go ahead and approve him, and we want to look at the process and make a more formal process for everyone going forward. Then we can look at whether we do the interviews or whether the board that the person is serving on and does an interview, and then we accept their recommendation on, I don't know how many interviews it would be, but it's probably hundreds, it may be into the thousands of volunteers.
Yeah, like we're interviewing potential auditors or something. That's a real interview. This would be a 5-minute, back and forth. Why are you interested? How did you come about applying for this board? Do you have a relative that has, why are you interested? I mean, that would be nice, but obviously it's...
Well, it's not a current process, and I feel satisfied with it.
Yeah, I agree. It's recommended by the board. They have a pretty diverse background. They bring something to the table, then. I think the county could benefit from, so...
Not to mention the southern connection from Louisiana.
Of course.
We moved it and seconded it.
Moved it.
No, we didn't. I did. I moved it.
Okay. Oh, you moved it. Yes, and Lord
in.
Yes. All right. So, I'm satisfied with that.
Does anybody know that
wouldn't?
Okay.
Well, then, Mary Lynn, we are on the first resolution, 286, confirming the appointment of a member to the community service board. Right, this whole committee as well.
Yeah, do that separately. Are you going?
I wanted to get married. Do you have any questions
about that?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah?
You're on the first one, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Call the vote.
All in
favor?
Aye.
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 Yes or no?
Any opposed?
No, I hadn't realized. I was looking at his resume that had all financial backgrounds on it, but you are correct. He also had a B.S. in psychology. Morning.
So your vote is?
Yes.
Okay. We move along to Resolution 287 to confirm the appointment of the members of the Community Service Board, Mental Health Subcommittee.
I'll move it. This is the subcommittee appointment to the same committee.
Second. Anybody? Second. Mary?
Second.
Okay. Jacob Moss replacing Susan.
Members of the commission for NDWD. It's a difficult board for a
which committee is that?
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Can you hear us?
For the recorder, tape recorder.
We will move on to Resolution 293. That's approving a future contract amendment in excess of $2,000. To the county with Arthur Mulligan.
Move it. Second.
And this is basically exercising the first two options to extend the term of agreement and increase rates according to the CPI and school special education services.
I don't think I have any questions on it.
Questions? Discussion? Yeah. Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approving the execution of the contract amendment in excess of $50,000 and to the county with the Rolling V Bus Corporation.
I'll move it.
Move it.
Second.
Again, this is exercising one of two options to extend the term of the agreement. Same as the last one. So. Any discussion? Questions? Concerns? Yeah. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And we will move to Resolution 295. This is approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $2,000 with the county with a moment again. Move it.
So yes. Second.
Okay. Yeah. And this is to increase the hourly amount for nursing services provided to preschool children during transportation. That's to increase the number of students that are required services.
Oh, okay. And what does it mean, nursing care?
So we're transporting children with disabilities to education, and their individualized education plan may require that a nurse pick up and stay with the child, deliver the child throughout the education program. medical emergency or whatnot. And I believe this is being increased because we have to add a second child to the
contract. $115,000 per kid.
So this is an up to amount, right?
Right. Especially if it's a large contract.
Okay. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Resolution 97, approving an institutional contract to access to Beth Mallard with the family of, oh, I'm sorry, 296, which I'll put down here. All right, it's approving an institutional contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with Roundabout Legal Services.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay.
And like the others, this is the first two options to accept the term of the agreement for legal.
They're a good organization.
Sorry?
They're a good organization.
And what is the main thing, the main type of services that they provide?
Mostly social services, child support, for example, any legal services required from DSS.
For the whole DSS?
Resource recovery.
Mm-hmm. Ready. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Alright, now we're at Resolution 97. It's approving an executional contract and I just got my mind to say they would do that.
I'll move it. Second.
Sorry.
Alright. This is for Ed and JD.
I do have a question. With the new judicial diversion programs, are they still going to be doing the pins and... Yeah,
it's
still going to be necessary.
Again, this is the kind of work that we're really good at. So we use this particular contract to serve 13 children.
Mm-hmm.
We have 13 children over here.
Okay.
And this is a more expensive cost to pay a case manager to work with.
Okay. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move to Resolution 304. It's amending the 2018 county budget with funding from the ARFA Children's Alliance with Family and Child Advocacy Center.
I'll move it. Second.
It's $7,000 to use
money for training on the staff.
Good money.
Well, I should get toward that again. 5 and 5 years, right?
Yeah.
You did that, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say we have a lot of new people.
Mm.
Like, have you ever been there?
No.
Yeah. 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 I just think there's a lot.
Which committee is Turin Gateway?
Let's say program.
Won't they have to drive around to see that?
Resolution 305, authorizing the chairman of the legislature to contract with New York State Department of Health to continue the tobacco enforcement program.
I'll move it.
Second.
Kind of one of those things where,
this is the money you use to provide this working of the law and check this with the retailer, correct?
Yep.
And provide education, and it's 5 years.
Anything else? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Don't you, Terry?
Well, new business, happy anniversary.
Yeah, old business.
I accept your friendly amendment.
The bids, are the bids going out for, it's CMR? Right. for the jail health care.
Instead
of waiting 18 months, I mean, I would have liked to have seen that amendment on the floor, but...
I think we should go after bed right away, like we said we were going to. Everybody was pretty unanimous that we should go right after bed.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
How do we go, what would be the logistical process to start?
That's a good question. And the business, because we had discussed that, you know, we want to move forward on the business. Exactly where that is starting to come through.
Starts at Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department.
So we have to go to law enforcement then?
We don't have a lot of administrative oversight of the Sheriff's Department. Going forward.
On that contract, a couple of while back, Tracy Bartels was told in Ways and Means that there was only one bid. But there was, in fact, Mark Ryder cleared it up the other day for us, that was three, but I was told it came from you that there was only one bid.
And it was in the Sheriff's Department, in the contract.
Interesting. We all heard that.
Mark
acknowledged in Ways and Means that there was a miscommunication there. He acknowledged that legislators were told there was only one bid. You have no recollection of that? And you're saying it would not have been you.
Were you at that meeting?
This goes back before this year.
Yeah, it would have to come out of the Sheriff's Department.
We would have been approving the contract in Ways and Means, which is where we went up. What I was told, where it came up, and where you had told us there was only one bit. I was not there. I'll have to go back and play the audio and try to find it.
Okay. How long? How many years ago are we talking about?
Could have been 2 years.
Well, that's good. Then that means there's other companies out there that could provide service.
Yeah, there was three.
They're not red flagged by the state.
That might be worse than this company.
That could be worse.
until you have data.
Well, to be honest, it's a tough contract to let. I mean, not a lot of competition for it. And it's, CMC has a large portion of the business across the state.
So it'd have to come out of the sheriffs and then go through the law enforcement, and then
But you guys were contacted recently by the state attorney general over this, something?
What was that email?
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's something we should move to look into.
This is an ongoing thing for years. I mean, the attorney general's office has been looking at pressuring medical care for quality of care and other issues. The last time we renewed the contract here, done with the consent of the Attorney General's office, and they put an independent monitor in to monitor compliance, with the contract. And they contacted us over 2 months ago now, or a month, basically telling us that as part of their oversight of the independent oversight of the contract, they saw that we were being billed for staffing levels that they didn't believe were being met.
Oh,
when did we get told this?
At least I remember reading a memo on it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But how long ago were we told this?
It's in the memo. There was another one more.
I remember seeing it in the memo, but the memo came out about
it. Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah. I don't remember
seeing
that. So
there's still possibly... We gave birth to a memo. The biggest concern, again, our concern is that we're being told that we may have been billed for services that weren't delivered. That's why we suggested that you all do a lot in part of the renewal.
So we really don't have a resolution for that.
Mm-hmm. From the audit committee.
God, there's too many layers to this stuff. Okay. When is the audit committee? They meet tomorrow? At 4? No.
No, it's not.
That's
the, it's usually before Ways and Means, right? You know, it's usually on the same day as Ways and Means. Tomorrow's economic
development. Because we have money in our legislative budget.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, we're not, we should
do it now. I mean, it's an alternative, but that's a good deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're all in agreement that, you know, we should move forward with that as soon as possible. And it's got to be a proper challenge for them. And we'll make sure that happens.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Let's go, John.
Second.
Second.
All right.
Thank you.